Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 27th of June, recording at 9:30 p.m. British Summer Time. Now, first the highlights. The Asian stock markets were mostly lower. China was a notable exception, mainland China. Australia had one of the bigger hits, down nearly 2%, going to the bottom side of its recent trading range the last 3 or 4 weeks. European markets, all down. Wall Street, however, closed with some pretty solid gains. And that was interesting because it started off on the upside, then gave it all up, moved to the minus side, but then closed near the highs of the day, up 90 on the Dow. And better performance by the S&P, almost a key on that. And the biggest gain occurring by the NASDAQ, 1.21%, clear upward dynamic. And so the Dow and the S&P bouncing from those early June lows, and the NASDAQ's been steadier all along. And government bonds, the rally continued in here today with the Europeans leading the way. The U.S. markets, U.S. bonds, bond futures also closed up, but the gains were pegged back as Wall Street rallied. And the dollar, gosh, I haven't even looked at that today, but the dollar is a fraction steadier. Excuse me, but it's really quite quiet. And the metals are a little steadier, down a fraction in silver and palladium, platinum, up a bit. Platinum, I see, closed up 10. That's the best gain by far. And gold, did I mention it? Up a couple of dollars. And industrial metals, mostly a little bit steadier in here. And soft commodities, mostly a bit steadier, although not corn or soybeans. And I'm just looking, checking on wheat, which had led the way recently. Now that's down as well. Okay. So what's going on here overall? Well, as far as stock markets are concerned, we have certainly seen an increase in nervousness, judging from the various different comments that have appeared in the press. And then we've had Bill Gross picking up from where Alan Greenspan had left off in terms of roiling the markets with some colorful copy. And, well, I suppose we could call it all good, clean fun, but no doubt it's preyed on the nerves of some. And overall, though, I maintain that the technical action suggests that this is the ranging reaction reversion to the mean in terms of the 200-day moving averages best seen on the weekly charts. Now, I probably sound like a broken record in repeating that, but that's what I think, and at a time when a number of commentators are getting quite emotional, I think it's probably important to repeat that as long as it's justified by what you and I can see on the charts. Now, I had one email in today that I've posted from a fine fellow and experienced an investor who's been a subscriber, gosh, for as long as I can remember, who is going into hospital for what he says is a small operation. I certainly hope so. But point is that he's saying he's needing to look at markets and take some action because of that, and comments on some double tops. Well, markets are confined in a trading range, and yes, we have seen a couple of highs, but we've also, I think, S&P, Dow were mentioned, China, but the Chinese indices have bounced from the lower side of their ranges, and indeed Wall Street did so here today. Now, in the short term, despite Wall Street's gains, I think it would be prudent to assume that risks are to the downside because a number of markets are still overextended. It's been the case for quite a while this year, and as I've repeatedly mentioned, that has increased the risk of these mean reversions in terms of the 200-day moving averages. Could we get a lot worse than that? Well, sure, if we get a serious derivatives bust up, people will think, well, what about Bear Stearns and those subprime hedge funds, or those hedge funds that held a lot of the subprime debt? Well, that's certainly the main weak spot overall. I think the rise in bond yields overall was another threat to some of those highly leveraged funds, but the pressure's off here, at least in the short term, because those long-dated government bond yields have been rallying. So, well, yes, in theory, an accident, a dramatic accident, is always possible. Fortunately, these are fairly rare events statistically, and I'm not going to base my market forecasts on the hunch that maybe we're going to see some kind of major accident soon. I mean, just last word I'll say on that is that they get predicted all the time, but how many actually take place? And I'm reasonably impressed by the way some of these Asian markets have been holding up. Certainly, China, very much a managed market overall, but it is holding up despite those valuations. India has been a bit of an eyebrow raiser here recently, because previously, even when India was top of the pops in terms of its global leadership, that when a sharp reaction, let alone a correction, occurred, India sank like a stone, albeit briefly. But here, while markets have been roiled, India has been very, very steady near the upper side of its range, which suggests to me that it's completing this big, lengthy consolidation. So we're in the summer months. They can be tricky. Summer months in the West, at any rate, but they can be tricky. Seasonally, this is not the best of times. But I still feel that with both feet on the ground and not looking through rose-tinted lenses, I trust, I can still say that it looks to me as if we'll see stock markets higher at the end of the year than they are now, and some of them may well be considerably higher. But in the short term, as I said, repeat this point, that it would be prudent perhaps to assume that risks are to the downside. Short-term risks are to the downside. In terms of these government bonds, I think it is a bull point that this sector has continued to rally. Now, no doubt it's benefiting from some investment as people either pull out of equities or I should really say deleverage some of their equity positions. But the whole situation with the bond market, as far as I'm concerned, was that this is a bear market. At some point, we're going to see another spike in yields, and that will certainly cause problems for stock markets. But as I said as long ago as a fortnight ago, I didn't see, though, when those bond prices were overextended on the downside, yields overextended on the upside, and I've illustrated that. I said I didn't see an immediate reason why yields should spike again from those levels, say, that were reached, I think it was just over 2 weeks ago. And meanwhile, what I think is just a technical rally, but it is continuing, and that is not bearish for global stock markets. Now, food price inflation, well, I said that that's obviously going to be significantly influenced by weather conditions. We hear endlessly about the amount of corn that's going to be used for the ethanol production, ditto some sugar, but in terms of weather, remember we had those increased plantings of corn. The weather has improved in the U.S. growing regions, and that has led to some softer prices here recently. So, again, I don't see this runaway inflation. And then you look at precious metals. I mean, they have underperformed. I think that's been the biggest surprise for me, that underperformance of precious metals. And I probably picked the bottom here today, and I'm chopping out a number of positions because I thought, well, I run my trading accounts lean. In other words, I don't like to put a lot of capital in those. I like to build up capital through successful trading and then siphon it off. And I thought, well, I'm going to get a margin call today after yesterday's debacle. And so generally, I'd much rather cut back on positions because something wasn't right in the first place if I'm getting a margin call. But to me, they look oversold and overextended. But again, that's a nervous market and they have eroded some support. So I'm content to watch for a while, although I did hold on to my platinum position and my palladium position because they've shown the best relative strength throughout recently. And what else to mention here? The yen rallied a little bit further here today, although I see it's off its half a yen off its lows. Or the dollar rather is half a yen off its lows. And so we have seen a little bit of, inevitably, a little bit of carry trade unwind. But again, I don't see any reason for a major meltdown in the carry trade. And oil. Oil has had come down the two previous days. Good bounce back here today, 69.01. On the NYMEX crude, Brent is probably about a couple of dollars higher than that. And I think that's pretty much it. Exciting action overall. Owen is back, but had much backup work to do. He's certainly been busy here today. Has some interesting things to tell us about Beijing. And he will be doing the audio tomorrow. As I have got to leave very early in the day, too early to do an audio tomorrow. Meanwhile, all the very best.